You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Korero, we are now joined by Mr. Thomas Katsaros from Adelaide, from the band Twine. We're going to be talking about their debut album, New Old Horse, which came out today.
Today.
Man, exciting stuff. Exciting. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I just sort of woke up, so I haven't even considered the fact that it's out.
Is it like 8 a.m. Or something?
It's 7:30.
Ah, 7:30. So that's why you're getting, are you having a coffee made for you?
I made my coffee.
Oh, you made your own coffee? Okay.
I came prepped. My housemate, if there's any coffee making sounds, it would be they are making a coffee. Mm. But it's a day in the life snapshot of what it's like in my kitchen.
It's beautiful. It's a lovely kitchen. I mean, I love all the different wildlife posters going on. And are you a plunger guy or are you a drip coffee guy or what's your vibe?
We got like a little Revel full mini barista machine.
Oh damn! Going bougie with it.
Yeah, and it's quite good. I think it was a gift. It was just given to the house.
Wow.
He can pull a mean shot. Much better than any other home coffee machine I've ever had.
That's glorious. Yeah. Mm. We've just got a basic little kettle number. It's pretty good though. It does the trick. We're going to talk about your new album, of course. And the title, I was wondering, New Horse, same as the Old Horse?
Yeah. pretty much. same but different, I suppose.
What does the horse imagery come into that? Are you referencing any kind of particular substance there?
No. It's not a cat album. I don't know why the horse imagery. It just comes up time and time again. Mm-hmm. Horses are cool. Horses.
Yeah. Are there a lot of horses over in Adelaide?
There's actually not. There's like a funny little like in the city. There's a horse pen.
Like a stable?
I suppose a stable.
Stable. It's a
but
factory.
But it's just for like the really rich factory. That's like all the rich people sort of pay to keep their horses in the city. Mm. It's like the closest you get to horses.
Oh man.
It's cool. You can walk past and see them, but it's very expensive, I think.
I bet. And I bet they're probably like racehorses or something as well.
Maybe racehorses?
Or just designer horses.
Recreational.
Yeah, they're just like...
They're fucking weirdos, I've talked to them.
They're weirdos. I think it's... I think they're just like... It's like pet horses kind of vibe.
Okay.
How sad.
Yeah, that is a bit sad.
Rome, forced to stay in the stable.
I know. It's a bit unfortunate. Just sweltering him as well. Unless they have aircon, I don't know. It could be a pretty cozy horse life. We'll never know. We're not horses. But last time we chatted in August about the track Future Exhales, which is on this new album, you mentioned that you'd started to ride your bike a bit more in an effort to kind of increase your activity a little bit more, just day by day. How are you going with biking around? Is it something that's been and gone?
It's been gone.
Oh, no.
I forgot about that.
Oh, no.
I've been walking well.
That's good.
Doing some walking.
That's good.
Yeah.
Riding horse.
metaphorical horse. I've been walking. No riding. I've got a bike. I did buy a bike, though. I haven't ridden it yet.
Oh, why not?
I moved house and just haven't had... I probably could do it. I don't know. I've been walking to work. I could ride into work, but the walk is almost too close.
Mm.
And to ride seems a bit egregious.
How
it is like?
What's the walking distance? Is it 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
15 minute walk.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the same with me. I bike every day, and it's quite nice.
So you bike in like 4 minutes?
Yeah, 4 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's good though. I know. It's just like, why would I walk when I can get there faster? You know. No offense to you.
Yeah, true.
No offense to you, Tom. Oh man.
You put it so simply.
I think it might be one of those things where it's just something that you mean to do for a while and then you never get around to. Like, for instance, with my bike, it had a punctured tire and it took me months to get around to fixing it, even though it was such a simple fix. But yeah.
How are you riding it?
It's got some kind of weird design flaw, so the tires keep popping and I have to keep replacing them. We're going to talk about the new album, of course. And you guys use a lot of collage for your band art, album covers, and so on and so forth. How do you think that use of collage kind of lends to representing your sound in a visual form?
I think it's very personal, I suppose, is why maybe we've been drawn to doing collage-y stuff. I think it. The total reason for doing it was just there's a lot of albums and bands from the 90s that just have collage artworks.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I want to do that. Swellies and Unwound. Is that. But yeah, I do think it definitely brings like a very personal touch to the cover. Mm-hmm. It's pretty basic. It's not over the top, but it's good. It does the job. It looks good.
Mm.
It ticks all the boxes. Mm. I think collage doesn't age poorly. I think it still looks good.
Yeah, I think there's a way of stuff. I think there's definitely a way of being more subtle with it, which I think is the approach you take with it.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of subtlety. But I don't think it's the sort of thing that, it's like an album cover from, 5 or 10 years ago that you look at, and it just, has aged poorly, and it just, reads as just, a trend, and it doesn't look good. So trying to avoid that.
For me, that's basically every, Trivium Lamb of God cover. No offense.
Yeah.
They all look a bit tacky.
Trying to avoid the tack. Mm-hmm. You don't want
to.
Yeah.
Well, speaking
if you
of.
You're tacky.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. I don't know.
Well, there might not be much tack, but there are plenty of tracks on this album. And on the track Sleeping Dogs, you're built towards a really beautiful, quite straightforward, bittersweet harmony. And then some guy starts shredding razor blades over their fret to interrupt that beautiful melody at the 150 mark. Was there a moment where you all thought that break, that real noisy break on Sleeping Dogs, was where the track was going to go, or was it intended just to keep the listeners on their feet?
I think it was always the plan in like a funny. I think it was always supposed to be a pretty simple country song.
Mm.
And then it was just like a matter of how to make this fit within a Twine album or content.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, it's almost a bit, seems stupid, but it was just like, let's just chuck in like a big noise bout after the chorus.
No, it was good.
But it works. I really like it.
Yeah, and I think this is a very serious album. I think there are moments of humour. I think that was definitely a moment of humour for me. And there was another moment of humour I noticed. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but on the third track, Spine, you say, quote, one of the lyrics is, I piss my pants and play around. I flop around like a fish. What are those What do those two activities mean to you?
I think it's just everyone's pissed their pants before. You know? No one's clean from that guilt.
That's fair. And flopping around like a fish.
It's just squirming, being a bit embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. The universality of piss pants is a very real thing. It's a very real thing.
Well, everyone's done it. You know.
Not me.
Don't lie. Don't kid yourself.
A real, kind of going from funny ha-ha to more sad stuff, a real core theme of this record is learning that you can't really escape yourself or your problems. And I think that really comes through on the track, Same Old Problems. Where you say, it's not getting better, I'm just getting used to dealing with it. And the track gets even more raw and pretty self-effacing. How do you get on stage and maintain a performer's confidence to belt out those really hard-to-swallow lines?
Just sort of do it, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't even...
Never get stage anxiety about saying real painful shit like that?
No, it's kind of like a level where you just... I don't know. It's like separate enough from writing the songs, where it's just sort of performing it, but I don't really think... I mean, it also kind of depends on the context. I think we've played some gigs before where it felt weird to be playing there. I think we played like a house show in Perth, and every other band was like very soft acoustic, and then we were the only full band, and that I remember playing that and feeling like stage anxiety, not so much of like saying or singing any lines, just by like loudness. I don't know, I just sort of, I'm removed enough from it after the fact that I don't really sort of tap into it for sure, but I mean, it's the songs, so you just gotta like find confidence in the fact that that's what it is, that's how it was written, and stick to it. I think it also, there's sometimes I just like can just not play certain songs, just out of not feeling the vibe, not wanting to do it. But yeah, it's totally like, I just treat it as the performance. Because I mean, playing on stage is most of the time just a lot of fun. So there's always that element that sort of supersedes any deep emotional tap in.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that. It sounds like you just kind of get through it. Or get on with it, I should say. Get on with it, yeah. I see that y'all are coming to Aortipoti soon, which is really, really exciting. In February, coming down to Dunedin, playing at the Crown. Really glad to hear that. Unfortunately, I'll be in Melbourne when that happens, but I want to know...
Oh my God.
I know, it's so shit. I was so looking forward to it. But anyway, how's the band feeling about coming over to Aotearoa for a second time?
Very excited. Yeah, very, very keen.
And you'll get to see the South Island this time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so keen. I think it's the only booked album tour that we've got. I've completely skipped booking Australia at the point. It's a lot of work involved. I think it'll be... I'm just super excited. I had a great time. Started this year. It's like a year. It's like an anniversary tour, I suppose.
Yeah.
Since camp. The shows. But yeah, just keen to see more than just... see the South Island. Play in some different venues.
Mm-hmm.
Really keen to see a whole bunch, like, bunch of the bands again that we met last time. Like, I don't know exactly what the lineups are, but I think for the Dunedin one, pretty sure we'll be playing with like Dale Kerrigan, maybe. And I'll have to check with the booker, but just excited. Yeah, it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be so cool. It's gonna be so awesome. Before we head out, I really want to thank you for your time, of course, coming on the program. What have you got planned for Christmas and New Year's?
Family Christmas. Nice. With my folks. That'll be awesome. And New Year's, I think I've got a house show for a New Year's gig.
Cool. In Adelaide?
Yeah. In Adelaide. Cool. Yeah, I'm not leaving. What about you?
Yeah, just chilling out. You and Nat's out on there? Maybe you're doing a little bit of camping. We'll see. We'll see. Ooh. Yeah. But I'm also like, you can't bring all the food you want to eat when you're camping. You have to eat like rocks and noodles and stuff. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, those weird like freeze-dried meals.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't camp.
No, neither A. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
No, it's crazy.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning, and good luck at work today. It'll be interesting to see if you bike or walk today. That'd be really fascinating.
I think I'll be walking.
No, that's fair enough. That's very fair. All right, thank you so much for coming on the program, Tom.
Thank you.
Cheers. Yeah,
catch you later.
All right, folks, that was Tom Katsaris from the band Twine. We're chatting about their new album, New Old Horse, which is out now. It is a beautiful blend of loud, rocky, post-rocky stuff and country music. Coming up very shortly again on the program, we'll have another interview right after this song. And we'll have Jazz Patterson coming on to talk about their new track with Junus Orca. The track is called Body Electric. It is a banger. But here is New Old Horse from Twine's new album, New Old Horse. You're listening to The One. Love you lots.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.